This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Starting the 4 o'clock hour a little bit late here because the Finesse Mitchell interview went long. It was so good. But I'll give you a little quick Panthers update. Road to a repeat. That's sponsored by Celsius Essential Energy Drinks. Hockey fans, don't sit this one out when it's game time. Make Celsius a part of your play and get that energy up. Game day is fueled by Celsius, the official energy drink of the Florida Panthers. Panthers back home on Saturday. They're at the Amerant Bank Arena. It's a 6 p.m. puck drop, but we got one game to get through before we get to that, and that is tonight, the Four Nations finale, the championship game. So Crowder already told you he likes Team USA and the under. Team USA, yes, Team Canada, both minus 110 tonight. Over-under is at 5.5 goals. Just seeing if there's anything else that you can bet here. Let's see. Oh. Both teams to score. Like, there's no player props yet. Now, there might be later on tonight, but there are no player props right now. But I can tell you, I'm going to be watching. I think this is going to set, like, record-breaking viewership numbers tonight. I really I just feel like there is a buzz about this game, man.
Because it's something you've never seen before. It's a little, it's really like a little baby limited Olympics.
Cubs, by the way, leading the Dodgers 6-3 in the top of the third. You're interested in spring training baseball.
Okay.
Which no one is. All right. Let's get headlines. We are going to speak Four Nations and Panthers hockey with Doug Plagans this hour, radio voice for your Panthers. He's going to join us, and we'll get some headlines here with Dan Day. Headlines brought to you by Doral Hyundai. Choose from over 1,300 new Hyundai models in inventory, like the Tucson, Sonata, and Palisade. And remember, when it comes to Hyundai, the great deals are at Doral Hyundai.
Victor Wembanyama not going to play anymore this season due to a blood clot issue in his shoulder.
Yeah, we talked about this at the beginning of the show. Obviously, that's really the big sports news for today. Yeah. I mean, that is really, it's staggering news. And especially for us here in South Florida, who've dealt with Chris Bosch and the blood clots, and you were hoping it was a one-off, which San Antonio is believing it is with Wembanyama, but he missed the rest of the season, and hopefully that's not a harbinger of things to come, because it's a that would be just such bad luck. Obviously for him, the top concern is for him, but really for the league and for the fans. Like we've talked about it, this is a once in a lifetime kind of player, and he's really good. Like, he doesn't just look the part; he's really good. So hopefully this is a one off event.
You're a wordsmith because you play Wachtortle, Zach Tortle, and Sartortle every day.
Indeed, I do.
Harbinger. No, I don't want this to be a harbinger. When somebody tears their ACL, you come back like Saquon Barkley, and you almost break the rushing record. Drew Brees tears his shoulder up, he comes back and wins Super Bowl. The blood clot thing is not a sports injury that I'm comfortable with.
Yeah.
And that's the thing that I hate about this for Wembanyama. But he was about to be the face of NBA for the next 20 years.
Yeah,
I would say.
Like if you were,
and
if you're a family,
still could be.
You've got kids. Yeah, I hope he still is. But yes. It's like if you circle one game on the calendar, you know, for a team coming to town, San Antonio's going to be in that conversation every time. Like there's guys you want to see, but Victor Wembanyama is one of them.
Yeah. And that's the thing. No matter how bad the Spurs were, you want to see him play because how big he is and how good he is. So,
yeah.
Not like your guy Zion Williamson. He's really a legit young star.
Well, he's the other guy that you circle on the calendar that you, usually it's Wembanyama or Zion.
You better get a big Sharpie to circle him.
You know, Dan, this is going to be your final season with Zion, right? There's no way he can go back to that team next season.
No, no. This is it. All my jerseys are obsolete now. I have to get a new one. But then again, okay. What are you
gonna do? Get you a G League jersey. You get you a Williamson G League jersey.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
Gonna eat your words when he's an MVP.
No, I wish I could eat my words. He ate them already.
ESPN was saying that San Antonio's chances now go up to get the number one overall pick, and they also have Atlanta's first-round pick in this upcoming draft. That would be something if San Antonio, Wembanyama sits out the rest of the season, gets Cooper flagged, then Wembanyama comes back next year. Goodness.
Didn't that happen with San Antonio? Yeah. Wasn't David Robinson hurt, and then they ended up with Tim Duncan somehow or something like that? Yeah.
Some teams. They have all the luck. We get Zion Williamson. I'm sure it'll be great with this next team, though. No worries about that.
He will be. Certain guys, they thrive in a different setting. He's going to be great somewhere else. He will. He will.
No, he's not.
He was not cut out for New Orleans. He just wasn't. It's not everybody is.
Where do they not have restaurants?
You're telling me. You're telling me that in a big city that's got real basketball history, Zion Williamson. Yeah, the Knicks. You don't think Charles Oakley and Patrick Ewing and like you don't think that there's a standard to live up to? Who's the?
I don't think
New Orleans Jazz like.
I do not think Zion cares about living up to standards or playing
because
in the Mecca.
Because of the city.
No, I just think he's happy to be rich and he enjoys calories. It's simple.
Well, everybody enjoys calories.
He enjoys it more than us. He's a stress eater.
Inter Miami got a 56-minute goal from Messi to secure a 1-0 victory over Sporting KC in zero-degree weather in the first leg of the CONCACAF Champions Cup. MLS starts their season this Saturday, 7:30 Chase Stadium. It's going to be Inter Miami versus New York City Football Club.
Oh, that's regular season?
Regular season starts.
Wow. I did not realize that.
Season kind of really never ends, but, you know.
I guess not, yeah.
There's always something. Although this is like the longest break Messi's ever had in his career, so maybe he'll be fresh and rested and ready to roll.
I didn't realize it started this soon.
Mm-hmm. Canes basketball team fell to FSU 74-66. Leonard Hamilton, Florida State, probably final time seeing Miami during the regular season because he's retiring at the end of the season. The U, they do host Virginia Tech Saturday at 6.
All right.
Women's basketball team, they host top-ranked Notre Dame tonight at 7.
All right, that's a good one. I mean, a little upset in the offing.
Speaking of the ladies, the U.S. women's national team opens She Believes Cup play tonight versus Colombia. The game's going to be on TBS, in case you're wondering.
All right. I'm going to be watching hockey.
I'm going to watch both.
All right. Fair enough.
I'm watching hockey.
Don't you have two TVs, Hawk, in one room?
No, I do not. I don't believe in that.
I don't either. Unless I'm at a bar. Then
you had two TVs in your old house in the same room. Hawk's full of crap.
I did not.
You had the TV in the kitchen and the big-ass TV right there next to it in the living room.
Oh, well, they were near each other, but it's not like people who put more than one TV on the wall.
Proximity, it's important.
Yeah, it was proximity. Proximitally close, but not one TV on top of the next.
No.
I don't believe it. I really don't. I don't believe it. Pick a game, watch the game.
You're a commitment man. I like that. I respect that.
Just pick a game. Everybody's so cutesy nowadays. I'll text with Josh Appel, and he's telling me about the Panthers game, And then he's like, also, yeah, I'm watching the first episode of White Lotus. I'm like, well, which one are you watching? Oh, I'm watching. I got both on. And that's impossible. You can't be paying attention to a series and a sporting event at the same time. It's ridiculous.
How are we doing out in the Cactus League?
I'm stuck on these murder mystery documentaries now on Netflix, man. I was talking to you about it earlier. Yeah, man. The
Watch
husband
White Lotus.
Always
Watch
did
White
it.
Lotus.
Is it real?
No.
I like documentary real because I know the husband did it, but I just have to let them get there. The husband killed that woman every time.
Most of the time, yeah.
So you're saying Asia's on a kick of watching those documentary series?
No, she didn't like to watch them because she says it gives her nightmares to watch the people talk about killing. Yeah. So I gotta stay in the living room. She likes timepieces.
Oh.
How father, how fell not wants to run with this, and then there's a bunch of sex, and then they talk funny again. Well,
I can't
watch
stand
that.
Those.
Yeah, they're terrible.
Asia loves timepieces.
I don't like that.
Mm-mm.
Like the 80s. If you go back in time to the 80s, I'm with the 80s.
Yeah, we're in the 1480s. I can't do it, man. Prince King Henry or something. I'm like, I can't. I'm about to go watch this lady because her husband killed her. I just need to find out how he did it.
I got caught.
Let me give you a quick 15 minutes of heat, which is sponsored by Hollywood Kia, the number one Kia dealer in all of Florida. Get the star treatment. We want to see you in a Hollywood Kia online at hollywoodkia.com. I want to do it real quick because Doug Plagans is going to join us. I want to talk some hockey with him. But Ira Winderman from the Sun Sentinel points out TNT has added Jimmy Butler's return game with the Golden State Warriors in Miami on March 25th to the national TV schedule. So that will probably be the Heat final appearance on TNT because they don't have NBA games next season. So TNT adds Jimmy Butler's return. Barry Jackson from the Herald points out they dropped the Knicks-Mavericks game to replace it with Heat and Golden State. So March 25th. My gut tells me Jimmy's not coming. Just ain't going to end up playing.
LeBron did that a couple times.
Did that like the first 3-4 seasons he was gone. He didn't play when he came back here. Yeah. Jimmy will want to come down here because he's got Big Face Coffee. Like, I think he'll come to town. Something tells me he doesn't play in that game.
But isn't that more of because LeBron's very passive. LeBron's a passive softy. Isn't Jimmy an aggressive softy where I want to come down and drop 30 on y'all?
Yeah, but he doesn't drop 30. And I don't think, like, I think his aggression is, I'm just not playing. I don't care.
Oh, get out of here.
Yep.
Yeah. I hate him.
That turned.
Let's get to weather from the New Mexico and Delaware Law Firm, youraccidentattorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7, 866.
A little player.
Nobody texts in. This guy's full of crap. I heard him say one time he was on the squatty potty watching TV. I do have a TV in the bathroom. I do have a TV in the bathroom. I always watch TV in the bathroom.
What do you got? A lot of TVs, bro. Yeah,
I do. I have TVs on both balconies. I have two outdoor TVs. TV in the bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I have TVs all over the place. I need TVs all over the place. But I don't believe in lining up a bunch of TVs and watching a million things at once.
One area. Yeah. So two balconies, huh?
Two small balconies.
No. Yeah, I bet.
It's balcony weather outside. That's your weather.
It is, man. It's like just dropping a little bit. I was just out on one of the balconies. It's like it is perfect out right now. A little chilly for spring training baseball. I'm a little nervous about Saturday. Yeah. I'm not going to lie.
Just one of the balconies, Dan. You know, I was on the one balcony. I will check out balcony two later on and see how the wind is that way.
Depends with the sun, how the sun falls on the second balcony later. I might spend some time out there, you know.
Must be nice.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Hot shot. Doug Plagan is going to join us in the next segment. Doug Plagan's going to join us. We'll talk some Four Nations hockey, some Panthers hockey with him. So don't go anywhere. Doug Plagan's here in a moment.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
It's a different energy when we get in there in front of our fans. And around the fourth, they play the, what's the song? Papayas?
Hawk and Crowder.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Our friend Doug Plagans. Crowder is on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. And Plagans, of course, radio voice for your Florida Panthers. Four Nations Championship is tonight. Panthers will be back in Sunrise on Saturday night. We got stuff happening, Crowder. Crowder and I are going to be glued to our TVs tonight, Plagans. I'm imagining you're going to be doing the same.
Absolutely. This is a big deal tonight. No question about it. And I'll be the first to say I wasn't quite sure. I knew this wasn't going to be a glorified all-star game. You knew that as soon as you had best-on-best action for the first time in about 9 years with the national team jerseys on everybody and the excitement that comes along with all that, you knew there was going to be a level of competition that maybe we haven't seen in quite some time. But you wondered, for a tournament as quick as this one was going to be, was it going to, in this short period of time, be able to captivate everybody the way that it has? Well, it certainly has done that. This has turned into must-see TV all the way throughout, and tonight certainly no different. And I'm sure you guys, no different than me, people that are just casual hockey observers are going to be locked into this thing tonight at 8 o'clock.
And Doug, compare this to like what we're watching. Is this playoff hockey? Is this Stanley Cup hockey? Like, I love it. Like I said, I'll leave a Panther game early. I'm sorry to say, Doug, I'll leave a Panther game early to beat traffic. I'm locked in for three periods on every single game in this Four Nations hockey. What is this compared to in the NHL with the intensity they're playing at?
Well, I think you're getting a playoff-type intensity, and I think the closest thing it would resemble, obviously, would be best-on-best Olympic style hockey. But as far as this goes, you're getting a playoff intensity, you're getting physicality, and that was evident from really the first game. And Paul Maurice was asked about it after the Panthers practice today, and it was kind of an abbreviated group on the ice, not the entire group. Obviously, you still have guys at the Four Nations for one, so it wasn't the entire group. But he was asked about it afterward, and he said he felt like really from the first game, that first Canada-Sweden game that kicked off the tournament, as soon as Sweden started their comeback, and ultimately, of course, Canada had to win that game in overtime, but as soon as Sweden started their comeback, got it back to within a goal, in his words, he said, at that point, this tournament was on. The game was on. And you could tell there was a physicality that picked up, everything like that across the board. He said he's been watching the whole thing, and that speaks for the rest of all of us. We've all been watching all of this and following along with it every step of the way. And I think the other thing that you get with this is it's best on best hockey. And that's something that takes this to a different level. And it's not just an all-star game style best on best. It's best on best for, a sort of global bragging rights that's going to come along with it for whoever wins this game tonight and whoever was going to come out of this tournament.
I know Paul Maurice said today as well, he doesn't want to see anybody get injured. Obviously, no one does. And I think there, Crowder and I kind of talked about it at the beginning of the week. There were some concerns. You know, you have star players, like you say, and it's a physical game and they are going at it out there. So I think that may have been a concern going into it. Has all that abated? Because it's just so good for the sport, I think. I think hockey has been put on a pedestal over the last couple of weeks because of this tournament. Has the concern about players having to play hard, and because it was really up to them whether they were going to play hard or not. You certainly saw it in the last USA-Canada game. They're taking it seriously. Has the concern about injuries and whatnot been abated?
I don't think anybody is. As long as everybody comes back healthy, it's easy to say, yeah, nobody's concerned about that. But right. You look at there are some guys who are, you know, it sounds like Charlie McAvoy is going to miss some time from the Boston Bruins, and you certainly wish him the best. And, you know, there have been some guys that have been, whether it be in and out of the lineup or guys who've had things pop up. But, it's one of those things. It's a physical game. You know that there's an injury risk for anybody anytime you step onto the ice in a game like hockey. But I don't think it's anything that anybody is, like I said, I think we all just kind of, echo exactly what Paul Maurice said earlier today. And that's, number one, you hope everybody comes back healthy. But number two, you want all three of the Panthers players involved in tonight's game, you want them all to have a good showing, and you want them all to be able to feel good about the game that they played, because this is something they're going to carry with them forever and something that they want to feel good about. And it all goes back to even kind of expanding on it, but Paul Maurice was asked about it a lot leading up to the tournament. Obviously with the Panthers having 8 players in the tournament, more players than any other team, was there concern about, you know, fatigue? The team had already played a pretty rigorous schedule, and it's only going to be even more of a sprint when they come back and start things up on Saturday for the final 25 games. But he said even if you win the tournament, at most you're playing 4 games over the course of a couple of weeks. That's probably a lighter schedule than you would have played if the NHL season had just kept on rolling. And he also mentioned that, you know, outside of players like Tkachuk and Barkov, who've been involved with their national teams, really since they were teenagers, for a lot of these guys, it's their first time playing in a best-on-best format at this level. And from his experience, he says a lot of guys are going to come back from this with almost a rejuvenation and a newfound, maybe added confidence in their game, because they were just part of something that was as special as this is. Anytime you throw on the national team jersey in a best-on-best, it really doesn't get a whole lot bigger than that. So even going into the tournament, he'd expressed that this is something that guys are going to be able to build on, and I think that was the biggest thing. It was what the guys were going to be able to look like coming back from this. And, in his mind, and I think it was a great perspective on it, these guys are going to be able to come back from this tournament, regardless of how the result went for their team, with a great sense of confidence, and they should be proud of what they've done.
And, Doug, you're my hockey insider. I listen to you on this station, actually, call games whenever I'm in the car. And these two teams have already played. We watched this once, and USA won. In the first game, what was that advantage? Is it just talent? Because Canada has a bunch of talented dudes, too. And what are you looking for in the second game? What happened in the first game, and what are you waiting to see in this game tonight?
Well, I think the first game, I think the biggest, obviously, what got a lot of the headlines and what captivated a lot of people was the fire in the first 9 seconds, the 3 fights. I'm not sure we're going to see that in this championship game tonight, but I don't think we're going to see anything short of that level of intensity. I think we're still going to get that same level of intensity. If something like that broke out, would it be totally surprising? No, we've seen it before. But I think the biggest thing going back to Saturday, and I watched the whole game, but I think from the get-go, obviously with that game being played in Montreal, the United States was kind of the road team. You know, they were kind of the villain in that game, being the team that was the visitor, in a sense, you know, with the game being played in Canada. The Team Canada obviously had a home ice advantage in that one, so Team USA came out, they established, you know, right out of the gate that they weren't going to get pushed around in that game, and then they were there to play for keeps. And as the game went on, I think the things that you saw, that physicality was noticeable on both sides. That's going to need to continue. But you also saw, other than the really kind of defensive breakdown that led to the highlight reel goal that Connor McDavid scored for Team Canada, where he kind of burst past everyone, the defense got a little bit disjointed, and Connor McDavid broke free. Other than that, Team USA did a pretty good job of clogging up the center of the ice, and I think that's going to be the biggest key, clogging up the center of the ice, clogging up the neutral zone, and making sure guys like Connor McDavid and Nathan MacKinnon, who are some of the most explosive players in the league, don't break free. And the other wrinkle is it sounds like Team Canada is obviously going to have Cale Makar back for this one tonight. He didn't play in that game back on Saturday. He can be a game changer. So there's that. I think defensively, what Mike Sullivan and his coaching staff were able to do back on Saturday was great, to be able to try and slow down that Canada offense for the second, third periods. The other thing, this one very well could come down to goaltending. Now, if we're just looking at the pedigree of the two goaltenders, it's interesting because you've got Connor Hellebuck for Team USA. He's the goalie for the Winnipeg Jets. He's won a couple of Vezina trophies. He's on his way likely to another this season. You ask a lot of people across the hockey world, and they tell you that that is the best goaltender in the world, maybe right here, right now, at this very instance in the year 2025. That being said, Jordan Binnington on the other side had a little bit of an up and down last couple of years playing for the St. Louis Blues, but that is a guy who's won a Stanley Cup. And when he won his Stanley Cup, he won it in a Game 7 for the St. Louis Blues over the Boston Bruins in that building where they're playing the game tonight. So for what it's worth, he's had success in that building in a one-game winner-take-all type of format. I know I'm not breaking any ground here, but I do think that the goaltender who plays better tonight, that might be the team that wins, because Jordan Binnington, even though Canada's played well in the tournament, he's given up a few. You could probably say he's given up one in each game that he'd like to have back, and they can't afford that tonight. On the other side, if Connor Hellebuck slams the door and plays like he has, this could be a big one for him. And the other thing with Connor Hellebuck, he's one of those guys, and you see him across sports, he's really accomplished just about everything you can individually, and he hasn't gotten past the conference final as far as his NHL resume is concerned, but doing something like this would be a big feather in his cap for a guy who, like I said, is regarded as one of the best in the world. He's probably going to be a Hall of Famer when his career is all said and done, and, you know, by the time it's all said and done, could be in that conversation as being the best American-born goaltender of all time, depending on how the next, you know, 5 to 7 years of his NHL career go when it's all played out. So there's a lot on the line for each of these two teams, and it's just really exciting that we're talking about it in this sense. And, guys, I think we can look at this and say, the National Hockey League hit this thing out of the park. And, you know, you wonder if even they thought that it could blow up to the level that it has. But I think this has been something that everybody's been able to really just to grab a hold of as a sports fan. And it's a heck of an appetizer now with the Olympics coming up next year.
They did. They knocked it out of the park with this. I don't think anyone expected this. I think you're going to see ratings records tonight for this game. Plagans will be on the call Saturday night, by the way, for Panthers as they return to action, second half of the season coming up. Crowder brought this up at the beginning of the week, and we don't know the ins and outs and contract situations. Is there ever any chance that Matthew Tkachuk and Brady Tkachuk end up playing together for the Panthers?
I mean, you never know. I know Brady Tkachuk's on a multi-year deal with the Ottawa Senators, and there is something called a salary cap in the National Hockey League, and obviously there are a lot of different things that would come into play, and you never know how things are going to look down the road. That being said, going into the tournament, you could sense when Matthew was asked about it leading up to the Four Nations face-off, and you would expect it, there was without question an excitement that he had. This was the first time that he and his brother were going to be able to be teammates in a situation like this, and they were really looking forward to the opportunity. And Panthers were playing that game in St. Louis, one of the last games right before the Four Nations face-off break. And, you know, he said at that point in time he was having a, you know, he was having to remind himself to keep it, keep himself in the, you know, day-by-day focus, because he, it was hard to not look ahead to this tournament with how excited he was to be able to team with his brother at it. So it's been really special to see those guys team up together. As for the crystal ball and the future and everything like that, that's way outside of my realm of expertise.
And Doug, I really want to meet Mama and Papa Kachuk, because they made those two individuals. I just want to know what they did to their sons growing up, so I can try to put that in my two sons. But like, as hockey, like hockey players, the Swedes, the Finnish, the Canadians, like, did they look and say, we have to deal with two damn Kachucks in this game? Like, do they talk about that in the locker room? Because both of them dudes are crazy as hell.
Well, they do bring they're called unicorns for a reason, because there just aren't a lot of guys that have that entire total package that Matthew and Brady have. And there's no doubt they're tough to contain. It'll be interesting to get the thoughts from everybody, you know, the other guys that come back from the Four Nations. And, you know, maybe we get a chance to talk to, you know, whether it be Gus Forsling, who played for Team Sweden, or any of the four Finnish players who the Panthers were had representing, you know, them on Team Finland. Be interesting to get their perspectives when everybody gets back on what it was like to go up against two Kachucks on one side. But it's a dimension that just both those players offer such a dimension. And the other thing with Matthew, and I can speak to specifically because we watch him play every single night, he's got the all-world ability, whether it be putting the puck in the net, whether it be the vision, the, you know, the hands, the passing ability, everything that he's got on the ice. But I don't know that, and you guys have seen this throughout the Four Nations as well, there might not be anybody in the National Hockey League better at the game within the game than Matthew Kachuk is. And whether that's, you know, knowing the perfect time to throw a big hit, the perfect time to drop the gloves, the perfect time to look for that emotional boost, to, you know, get a rise out of the crowd. He just knows how to push all the right buttons within a game. He's such a smart hockey player. And I can't help but think that, you know, it certainly didn't hurt that he had the opportunity to grow up, you know, with a pretty good vantage point of the National Hockey League, and you know, grow up with a dad who was just an absolute force of a player as well during his playing days. And I can speak to it, to have had a chance to talk to Keith Kachuk a number of times, and he's just an outstanding guy, and you know, a great guy to sit and chat hockey with at a morning skate or a practice or something like that. But you talk to Keith, and you see exactly why Matthew and Brady have turned out to be the players, but also just the outstanding individuals that they are.
Hey, Plagans, we're out of time, and we didn't get to talk to any of the nonsense that we like to talk about with you.
Darn.
But I'll ask you one real quick one, because I know you love a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. I was telling Crowder, I had my first ever Uncrustable over the weekend, and I couldn't believe how good it was. Do you eat these Uncrustables?
They're very good. You know what one's good? They have a hazelnut, like, chocolate one. It's really good.
I had the strawberry, you know, jam and peanut butter. But I didn't think it was really going to have the satisfying effect that a peanut butter and jelly sandwich does, and it may have been more satisfying.
Yeah, they're very good. They're very good. I would recommend them to anybody.
How many can you knock down? How many Uncrustables in one sitting?
Well, you know what's tough is the box only has like four. That's what they need to work on. Maybe I'm wrong. I don't know. Does like Sam's Club have like a 48 pack? Can you get that?
I don't know. I imagine you could knock down a 48 pack in one sitting if you were in the mood. All right, Doug Plagans.
We should do Uncrustables. Go buy like a bulk shipment of Uncrustables, gallon of milk, sit down, and just see how far we can get.
Brother, time of our lives. Name the day, and I will be there.
I'm down.
That's better than like a beer and wings, I think. A milk and Uncrustables with some fellas. Oh, I mean, the time of our lives. Put me down for that, Plagans.
We could sell that.
Milk and Uncrustables with Plagans, Hockman, and Crowder. Manly get-together. I'm in. I think people would come from miles around.
I'm lactose intolerant.
We'll get you oat milk. All right, Plagans. Yeah, we'll see you, man.
Almond milk. We'll see you guys later. Thank you very much.
All right, there you go. Doug Plagans talking a little USA Canada, which is tonight, 8 p.m. on ESPN.
I'm jacked up. Like, I'm excited for
it's 8 o'clock. Night. This is a great night of sports. Really, like, this is a great night of sports. We'll take a quick break. The 5 o'clock Funky Buddha Happy Hour is coming up in just a few moments. We'll get you some headlines, keep you up to date on everything that's going on. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
I'm pretty sure if I was on a plane that was going down, I could land it.
Hawk and Crowder.